Happy Sunday and a happy holidays. Greg Coleman, Pete Bursich, and Paul Allen. It is a snowy Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. The field completely covered in snow.
And, Paul, you can't emphasize enough how snow-covered this field is. I mean, you're right. You cannot see a hash mark, a number, or anything out there.
This is the first snow game they've had in the 15 years of the stadium. They don't have the proper equipment, some other stadiums do, to quickly relieve the field of the snow. Blair Walsh, a Floridian, by way of the Georgia Bulldogs, kicking in the first snow game of his career. Boom! The collision is underway on a snowy Sunday. And here comes Jacoby Jones 2 yards deep in the end zone. I think he's to the 5, 10, 15, maybe the 20. But we can't see the numbers or the yard marks because of all the snow on the field. Castle shotgun, empty backfield. Ravens rush 4. Castle passing right. And it is caught by rookie Cordarrelle Patterson. It's 4th and 3 from the Ravens 38. Castle shotgun, Toby to his left. The Ravens blitz. Castle passes left. Caught Simpson. First down. Empty backfield. Cordarrelle Patterson in motion. They're going to flip it to Cordarrelle. End around left to right. He has some room. He gets to the 15 to the 20. Cordarrelle Patterson runs to a first down. Flacco out of the shotgun. Rolls out to the left. Brian Robinson sacks him. And he hit him hard. Conditions are extremely uncomfortable, even for Joe Flacco. Flacco out of the shotgun goes on a deep drop. Flushed out to the left. Jared Allen's all over him. And it's a sack for Jared Allen to win the first half. The grounds crew for M&T Bank Stadium has significantly cleaned off the majority of the snow on the field. Boom! As Justin Tucker kicks it off, Cordarrelle Patterson bobbles it in the end zone and nevertheless comes out 3 yards deep. He heads to the right, to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. He runs over a Raven at the 35. Look at Cordarrelle Patterson. Let's go! Joe Flacco with an empty backfield. He's back to pass. Sharif Floyd's all over him. Flacco throws it. It's intercepted by the Vikings near side. Andrew Sendejo. Interception by Greenway back in the first quarter. Interception by Andrew Sendejo late in the third quarter. Castle, two receivers left and right, third and goal. Fires back in the end zone. Jerome Simpson, touchdown! That's Jerome Simpson's first touchdown as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. Flacco on 3rd and 9, back to pass, fade right, batted in the air, nearly intercepted, is it? Marcus Sherrill's interception, yes, he got it. Castle out of the shotgun, two receivers left, one right, goes to Gerhardt, sneaky, plenty of room, 40, 30, lowers the helmet, 20, inside the 10, touchdown! Toby Gerhardt! With a 41-yard touchdown burst, and the Vikings have reclaimed the lead. Boom! There's Blair Walsh's pop-up kick, and it is fielded by Jacoby Jones at the 21 to the 30. He's to the 40. He has only Blair Walsh to beat. He gets by at the 30 to the 20. Jacoby Jones, touchdown! Wow! Oh, Jacoby Jones, are you kidding me? And the Ravens have responded like the champions they are. With a minute 16 to go, it's all of a sudden an offensive explosion. And the Ravens lead 21-19. Jacoby Jones on 3rd down, 3rd and 10 from the Vikings 21. Castle takes the snap, whips it out to Cordarrelle Patterson to the right side. Gets a great block from Matt Asiata. And Cordarrelle gets loose at the 40 to the Ravens 50.
Oh,
and
he's
Cordarrelle
gone.
Patterson is gone. Wow, what a fourth quarter. What a fourth quarter with 34 points scored. The rookie Cordarrelle Patterson has given the Vikings a 25-22 lead. Here we go. First and goal from the 9. 10 seconds to go in the game. Flacco, empty backfield, takes the snap. Passes back left to the end zone. It's caught. Marlon Brown. Is he out of bounds? Nope, they say touchdown. One of the most exciting fourth quarters in the history of the National Football League goes the way of the Baltimore Ravens. The final score, Ravens 29, Vikings 26. This is Minnesota Vikings football.